My name is Margot Webb. I'm originally from Glasgow in Scotland, and I'm currently resident in Houston in Texas.
Okay, give us a feeling of what it's like. We're seeing the pictures on the TV, in the newspapers, online, etc., and it looks utterly horrendous. You're there, give us a sense of what it's like.
It's just complete chaos. It's difficult to travel. All the stores are closed. I personally have been in my office since Friday, and we're fortunate in that there's a motel just across the road, so we can go over there. We've got some rooms, and there's about six of us, so we're just going over there and sleeping when we can. Unfortunately, if this continues, we're going to run out of food here. However, we have vending machines in the office, and I've got the key to the cupboard where we keep all the stores. So at least we can always live on chocolate and packets of potato chips or crisps and things. A lot of the people can't travel, but I've heard some really terrible stories from some work colleagues. There's one in particular who is trapped in his house. It's a single story house. And they have a foot of water, and they've lost both of their cars. So not looking good. Over outside the office here, there's a couple of trucks, and what they've done is they've seen that we have a large Walmart nearby, and they've tried to go into the Walmart car park. But because of the water level, it's just like a big pond. You can't see what's in it, and they've driven in and then gone down a ditch, and the lorries are sort of sitting halfway tipped into it. So the main thing that we all need to do here is just pay attention to what the instructions we get, and that is stay home, don't travel. And for me, I'm staying put. I'm just staying at the office, because that's the only place that's safe.
What's your house like? Have you heard anything to do with how your house is actually getting on?
Yes, my husband is at the house, and we live in a little town called Missouri City. And Missouri City has a golf course, and we live on the golf course. So there's a lake at the back of our house, and it's currently halfway up our garden. And I feel bad saying this, but thankfully, if it floods any higher than a certain point, it goes out the other side. So it'll flood all the neighbours across the lake,
Yeah.
which so somebody's going to be hurt by this. I hope, fingers crossed, that our house will be okay, because we have that little bit of height, but it's not a lot of height. And if this weather continues, who knows?
It must be really heartbreaking somewhere that you live, you've got, your community around you. You're talking even just in terms of the Walmart there, your office, people that you know and love across there, and homes are being destroyed. You're hearing stories of people being told to go on their roofs. Have you seen any of that? And give us a sense of the sort of drama around the people aspect as well.
Well, I've not actually seen it here, but the couple that I talked about, who or I mentioned to you, who are trapped in their house with a foot of water, they are not they're disabled a bit. And I was really one of the things that they have is an attic, but the people are being told not to go in the attic. And can you just imagine, if you go in an attic and the water comes up and you can't get out? But for them, they're saying get on your roof. But I mean, how they would get on the roof, I don't know. I don't know how I would get on the roof of my house.
Because the water
So
is reaching up in some cases past the second floor of some buildings. It's really hard to try and picture that over here. And I'm assuming just cars are sort of floating down streets and that sort of thing. Is that right?
There's cars. They'll start to float up, obviously, after it gets by a certain point. Where I am here, I'm not seeing that much of it. I'm only seeing what's local here. However, when I've spoken, to some of my friends, just on, we have a an app called Nextdoor. and everybody in the community signs up to it so we can all keep in touch. And people are just, those who are slightly higher ground, they're just inviting others to try and get there. And, you know, it's one of these situations, though, when do you go? You know, because people want to protect their, you know, their possessions. But, you know, I just keep saying to my staff when they call my office, look, you keep safe. If you know, because they're calling in this morning, it's a Monday, it's just after 7 a.m. here, and they're all calling saying, oh, I can't get in. And I say, look, it's not a problem. Stay where you are, because that's, you know, people just need to take care of themselves, because, you know, possessions can be replaced.
Was the city prepared for this? Was the area prepared for this?
Well, you know, yes. And the thing is, although this is, we've had this catastrophic situation, we have had a lot of bad flooding in the past. The difference here is it's so prolonged. However, we're only 40 minutes drive from Galveston. And Galveston in 2008 was hit by Hurricane Ike. So although it's not, that didn't necessarily affect right inside Houston, it did, you know, so the surrounding area has had these experiences before. In fact, one of the things that I noticed when I first came to Houston was, you know, I'm thinking, this place, you know, brilliant weather. And, you know, I couldn't understand why along all the highways they have these posts with numbers on it going up the way, until my husband explained, well, that's in case it floods. And I'm like, all right. So, the flooding isn't a new thing. However, some of the problems that they have here is it's a bit wider, and it's a rather boring, you know, detail of how water needs to go down through Houston and out into Galveston Bay, because that's where it all flows off to. So, you know, we are used to, in Houston, dealing with a lot of water. And also around down Galveston way, or down these sort of more coastal areas. And remember, Houston is a coast. Texas is, you know, the south of Texas is along the Gulf Coast. So they have a lot. You see road signs as well. And these are, you know, referring to places of safety. And so there is some sort of infrastructure there to cope with, you know, a crisis. However, it's all, you know, there's people who are saying, I've lived here for 20 years and I've never seen this. Well, you know, it's happened.